sailing race I took part in was called the ARC, which stands for the Atlantic Race for Cruisers, and is open to anyone who wants to race from the Canaries, the last island in the Canaries, all the way through the Atlantic to the island of St. Lucia in the Caribbean. And I took part on a 35-foot yacht, and it was a 20-day voyage. We had quite heavy winds to start with, and for 70 or 80% of the voyage in total, the winds are measured on a Beaufort scale, which is force 1 up to force 12, force 12 being more or less a hurricane, force 1 looking at the sea, and it's like a mirror almost. And the best bits were, honestly, the isolation was just fantastic, because once you've left the start line, you head on into the night and you can see the port lights and the starboard lights from the other ships, but very slowly over the course of the hours they become more and more faint, and you realize you are out there by yourself, and there's no one that's going to be able to come and pick you up or help you if you do run into trouble, or at least no one that can get to you very quickly. So you're out of your comfort zone. You will find that the only way of reaching anyone back home is satellite telephone. So if for example there was a death on the ship, the satellite telephone would have been used. We could log in to internet facilities via that satellite phone, but you know, it was expensive. It was probably about £6 a minute, so you would limit your usage of that technology. I hadn't done it before, and so I was very excited by it. I had raced a lot down off the south coast with the skipper, and he obviously thought that I'd be okay as crew. I have done little voyages around. I say little, you know, to uninitiated, they might sound a bit larger, but I have crossed Biscay twice on yachts, and I have crossed the Channel a few times on yachts, and I've got to know the ropes quite literally around Chichester Harbour initially when I started sailing. So I was a fay with what was going on. I would definitely do it again. I would recommend it to anyone. It's a fantastic experience, particularly because you are in those latitudes where the weather starts to pick up and you actually get some sunshine, which is the sinking sun into the sea every night is just one of those wonderful visions that stays with you forever.